Let's open with a word of prayer, asking our Heavenly Father to be here with us. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for our family here at Peace. It is so precious to us, as Brad has shared and started off our worship. And we thank you for the newness you bring every single week. News about engagements, news about babies being born, life being given, and news also, Lord, about passings and death in our church family here at Peace. Lord, we give you all the glory and thank you for how you work in our lives. During this service, Lord, may we have an extra measure and a greater understanding of goodness, of your goodness to us and how we can practice goodness too in our community and in our church family. We pray this in Jesus' name and ask Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to visit us in our worship today. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. When the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. Let us now go to him, confident that he will grant us forgiveness for Jesus' sake. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have failed to exhibit goodness, the fruit of your Holy Spirit, in our thinking, speaking, and acting. We have not always chosen life, loving the Lord our God, obeyed his voice, and held fast to him. We have not always sought to be reconciled to our brothers and sisters. Our Lord Jesus revealed his person and ministry through his words and actions. In your great mercy, forgive, renew, and lead us so that we may be revealed as his faith-filled followers to the glory of your holy name. Amen. And do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, but you were bought with a price. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and it is for his sake that he forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.